It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lowell Tollhurst, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, checking out the series. I do hope you hit the subscribe button, of course, so you can keep up with every episode that we put out. In fact, it's three new episodes every single week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones at all the usual places, including Spotify and Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Some of my recent guests on here have included Japanese House, Liz Phair, Sarah Silverman, Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses, Felicia Day, Susan Tedeschi, Josh Radner from How I Met Your Mother and Fleischman Is in Trouble, Kristen Hirsch of Throwing Muses, the band Lainey, the Breeders, and the filmmakers behind Physical on Apple TV+, The Morning Show on Apple TV+, and Expendables 4. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today. Going to be talking about another Apple TV Plus series called Lessons in Chemistry, and I'm joined by cooking author and chef Courtney McBroom. We're going to be talking about this show that stars Brie Larson as a chemist in the 1950s who's really constantly having to prove herself against a male-dominated field, eventually finding, sort of an easier route and use for her skills as the host of a cooking show. Now, that's all true. The show does tell all that, but it also is so much more than that. It came from a best-selling book, and it's one of my favorite shows of the season. But because of the cooking element on here, it also has a lot to do with food, and that's why I'm excited to talk to Courtney McBroom here, who's going to tell us about what it's like consulting on a show like this, what the food of the 1950s was generally defined by, and how Brie Larson is also apparently a really great cook, even in real life. Courtney's also going to dissect Brie's character arc from cooking with her scientific mind to eventually learning more about using her heart to connect with the people around her, as well as treating the food as a character and catalyst, and which decade she would have the most fun emulating in her own cooking. All that and more as we talk Lessons in Chemistry on Apple TV+. It's Kyle Meredith with Courtney McBroom.
Hi, Kyle. How are you?
And as we talk about Lessons in Chemistry and this fantastic season with all the food that's a part of it, and I guess, you know, maybe we start there. Sort of the ground rules, the clarification. You are a consultant and for the food. What all did that entail?
So much. So I worked directly with the writers, the directors, the producers, and with Brie specifically to like think what do we want the food to look like? How did we want the food to help tell the story of Lessons in Chemistry? We knew we wanted people to be hungry when they watched the show. We knew we wanted, you know, to honor Elizabeth and who she is as a person. So we very much made the decision that, okay, Elizabeth is a woman of her time. She's a woman of the 50s, but she's also very much a woman ahead of her time. So we took some liberties with the food. She made a lot of stuff that wasn't necessarily from the 50s, but more had a nod to the 50s. But she uses fresh ingredients. She makes everything from scratch, things of that nature.
Yeah, when I think about the 50s, and you're probably much more the expert on this, but I don't think of that as a decade that was really known for taste. And I'm only thinking about the cookbooks that I've seen in the past. Like what did define that era?
Well, I have a bunch of those cookbooks. I'm obsessed with vintage cookbooks from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And I think, you know, the food from that era, a lot of it was for convenience, right? A lot of it was canned foods. A lot of it, there's a lot of gelatin involved, a lot of Jell-O salads, which are very interesting to look at, but I don't know if they're as interesting to eat. So there's a lot to work with within the 1950s aura of food, for sure.
You said, you know, working with Bree, you know, personally on this, like, I guess I'm asking you to speak for her a little bit here. Like, how good a cook was she to become, or I mean, what was that partnership like?
It was great. Bree and I are really great friends to begin with. So that was easy to start. And then she's a great cook too. Like, she has cooked for me lots of times. She loves to be in the kitchen. She loves to eat delicious food. So that part of my job was really easier. I didn't have to like tell her too much about how to hold a knife or how to like slice a vegetable. She did great. And then for like the really like intricate stuff, it was actually my hands in the show doing the chopping and stuff. I was her hand double.
You've got that on your resume now. That's
oh yeah. These are my money makers.
And we'll be right back right after this. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. I live in Kentucky, in the Midwest, and allergies, yeah, I suffer. When I say I suffer from allergies, I suffer from allergies. And around here, everyone I know deals with allergies to some degree. And for a long time, I thought it was just something that I would have to live with, which is a real problem for anything, but especially when you're a radio host. It affects my voice, it affects my mood, it affects everything. And I feel like I've tried all the medicines. Some of them work better than others, but there's never a perfect one out there, especially because some of them take forever to actually work and some of them don't work at all. And then there's Astapro, the fastest solution to nasal allergy symptoms. It's what I use now, and it's definitely changed my life. Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. With all the pollen in the air, with all the dust around the corners of the house, even with the allergies I have from my dog, Astapro has been the nasal spray that has helped me with all of my allergies. And it can help you too. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. That's Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Courtney McBroom. You know, on the other side of this, of course, you know, food, yes, and then the chemistry part, and seeing how Elizabeth and Bree's character comes, you know, into the food side of it. How much of a role does that play in yours? I mean, how did you come into food? Was it from the science thing? Do you use it like that? Or was it much more of, I don't know, what the natural, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of both. I'm classically trained as a baker, as a pastry chef. And so chemistry is in all forms of cooking, but it really plays a huge role in baking. So I'm always aware of the chemical processes that are happening in food. It helps you just be a better chef. But like Elizabeth took it to the limit as far as chemistry and food. And but the cool thing about Elizabeth Zott as a character with cooking is she starts out and it's all about science. It's all about cooking with the head. And then her arc as a character, she learns to cook from the heart and to invite people into her life and to nourish them with her food before she was just cooking for herself. So that's a beautiful story.
I mean, we do see that, especially towards, you know, as it talks about the human connection being so much a part of this. And, you know, I think anytime I hear, especially when I watch food shows, that seems to always be a part of it. Like, you know, you're talking about the era and how you kind of mix in and out of it, but how much of that goes into the thought, like what the food does have to represent? Because even in the bigger pictures, as we're talking about the oppression that happened in that era, like how much of that interplays with just what you all are talking about with what to cook?
We really looked at food as its own character in the show, and it facilitated so many of the connections that happen, like the lasagna. Like Elizabeth wouldn't have met Calvin if it weren't for this. Well, she would have met him, but grown a relationship with him if it weren't for the lasagna. Same thing with the chicken pot pie. She wouldn't have had supper at 6 without that. So that's how we treated the food. It's like the food is its own character. And how do we pay homage to that? How do we have it look really delicious, taste delicious? Because at the end of the day, it is being eaten in the show too. So that was the main focus. And I think we did a really good job.
Is there a trick then to shooting it?
That you would have to ask the camera operators. But I mean, yes. I mean, the main trick is make the food look delicious and then it will be really easy to shoot it and it'll be delicious. And like, there were no tricks being used. Like occasionally we would like spritz some water on stuff or like brush it with some oil, but like the food is like made with love. And as you would make, like, if I would have happily served all of that food to anyone and be like, here, I made this for you. So
I love knowing that about it, because yeah, you're right. Every single time it's on the screen. Yeah. Somewhere in the back of my mind's like, I'd eat that.
Yeah.
I'd love for you, you know, again, thinking about the decades, is the, you know, 50s, whatever, 80s, is there a decade that you've kind of got a favorite era when it comes to food?
It changes from time to time. I think I like the 80s. I'm into the 80s now. I feel like that was a wild time in general to be alive. I'm a child of the 80s. And yeah, everything was just bigger and louder and like weird. And I don't know. I love the 80s.
Well, especially as I think about, you know, I've got the music around, I mean, Prince and Bowie's over my shoulder.
I know. Maybe I'm like subliminally tuned into your poster. So I'm like, 80s. Yes, the 80s.
Well, because you have is it Ruin Table? Is that?
Yes, Ruin Table. Yeah.
Like I saw the video of the grunge one even. And like compliments on what you're doing with your dinner parties, because I think they look fantastic.
Thank you. Well, you gotta come to one day.
Gotta come to one day. And we'll be right back right after this. Hey, welcome to Kyle Meredith with Consequence, where we check out some cool new things happening on the Consequence Podcast Network. I'm Kyle Meredith, and today I get to talk to Ann Erickson, host of our new Consequence podcast, Beyond the Boys Club.
Hey, Kyle.
And congratulations on Beyond the Boys Club. Well, what can you tell us about it?
4 years ago, I started a column published on Consequence called Beyond the Boys Club. The goal was to spotlight the women making a name for themselves in rock and metal. All these artists share their passion for music and their stories of breaking barriers as women in the music industry. This fall, we're taking the conversation further in the Beyond the Boys Club podcast. The interview series will welcome amazing female and non-binary artists from across the genre spectrum to share their stories and triumphs as they follow the beat of their own drum and shake up the scene.
That sounds awesome. I can't wait to check it out. And we should all check it out because Beyond the Boys Club arrives twice monthly on Tuesdays, wherever you get your podcasts. Great talking with you, Anne.
Thanks, Kyle.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Courtney McBroom. Well, what you're doing in Lessons in Chemistry, I mean, this whole show and everybody that's involved, I've loved watching it so much, and it's got important lessons out there, but especially what you're doing with the food. Congratulations on being such a big part of this series.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to have been a part of it. It was great.
And my thanks to Courtney McBroom, Lessons in Chemistry, now playing on Apple TV+. Thanks to you, of course, for checking out the episode. Again, I do hope you hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with the complete series. We put out 3 new interviews every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Spotify and Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And after that, head over to WFPK.org to write to a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. You get the biggest new music, lots of music news, bonus interviews. One of my recent shows had the music of Love, Bob Dylan, M. Ward, First Aid Kit, Duran Duran, Marshall Crenshaw, Cracker, Pearl Jam, Gorillaz, Radiohead, Foo Fighters, Hole, R.E.M., The Jesus and Mary Chain, Genesis Owusu, Raconteurs, Bully, Odetta, Madison Beer, Dave Matthews Band, Nina Simone, Rodrigo y Gabriela, Noah Kahan, Bootsy Collins, De La Soul, and my interview with Andy Taylor, formerly of Duran Duran. Just an example of what you get every weeknight, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. Of course, you can also catch me on the old social media sites. The address is always the same, at Kyle Meredith. So do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.